Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Erica. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist?
Okay.
How may I assist today, sir?
I need to reopen my unemployment claim.
Did you stop filing weekly certifications when you went back to work, or did you have make more money than unemployment?
My funds run out.
Okay. Did you stop doing weekly certifications, either by phone or online, or did you make more money than unemployment
five
on a previous
time? I've done it five or six times after I run out of the funds, and it's told me I need to stop doing it. It's been about 3 or 4 months ago.
What's your Social Security number?
410-13-3660.
Okay. Are you currently working or unemployed?
I'm unemployed.
Okay. Will you be returning back to your job?
Do what, ma'am?
Are you going to return back to your job?
If they call us back, they can give us no definite time.
Okay. What's your first, last name, date of birth, and mother's maiden name?
Okay. Gary, G-A-R-Y. Similarly, S-I-M-E-R-L-Y, 529 of 59, and my mom's maiden name was Hurst, H-U-R-S-T.
Okay. Did you start a claim today? And with
no,
the agent?
No, I started one, yes, and I didn't have the information she needed, so I had to call back. You need the phone number for work last.
Okay, give me your social one more time and I'm going to go ahead and complete it.
410-13-3660.
I'm going to go over everything just to make sure everything is in. Have you ever been known by another name or social security number that you worked under?
Huh?
Have you ever been known by another name or social security number that you worked under?
No.
Okay. What's your gender?
Male.
Don't want to get your body in here there.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
You're holding your speaker.
Repeat that, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Yes.
Okay. And your company you're doing unemployment for today, is it military affiliated or just a regular company?
Regular company.
Okay. What is the highest grade that you complete in school?
14.
Okay. And do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
What state is it issued in, and what's your license number?
Okay. Alabama. It's 608-3469.
If you approve for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I'll have to get the card from you. I have Chime, and y'all don't do that anymore. So.
Okay. And what's your mailing address?
19-194-80-80.
County Road 8. Gulf Shores,
Alabama.
No, 36542.
Is your residence address different from the above mailing address?
I didn't get that, ma'am. I'm sorry, it's homeless.
So is your residence and your mailing address, are they the same?
Yes.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Yes.
What is your primary phone number?
251-215-7363.
Okay. And would you like to provide an email address today?
No, not today, please.
Okay. So it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment claim benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Boca Raton, Bradenton, Ocala, Jacksonville, or none of the above?
Jacksonville.
What color was your 1997 Mercury Sable? Black, dark green, red, silver, or I have never been associated with this vehicle?
Red.
According to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you? 5 feet and 4 inches, 5 feet and 8 inches, 5 feet and 11 inches, 6 feet and 5 inches, or my height is not reported as any of these values?
5'11".
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing this unemployment claim due to reasons related to COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic?
Yes.
What was the last physical date that you worked?
2 October.
October the 4th. So it'd be the 3rd. October the 4th, last day of 2020.
Okay. If not for COVID-19 restrictions, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What was your last job title?
Warehouse manager.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, is it like a storage and distribution manager?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. And are you looking for work in that same field?
Yes. And others, but yes.
And what's the name of the company you're doing unemployment for today?
Coastal Kitchen and Bath.
And what's their phone number?
251-943-5258.
And what date did you start working for the company?
March of 19.
Okay, what date in March?
Around the 15th.
Okay, and the city and state that you performed the work in?
It's Foley, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from the employer?
No.
The reason that you're no longer working, is it due to COVID or another reason?
COVID.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income taxes?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to give you a temporary PIN number and then some important information just for you to have on hand.
Okay.
That temporary PIN is going to be 6059.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed as COVID-19 related, but it's not yet approved. Your claim will be processed as soon as administratively possible. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week, except where any requirement has been waived during an approved COVID-19 related claim. Eligibility and requirements for a COVID-19 claim are subject to change. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions you will be asked on the certification will outline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov or on the telephone by calling 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturdays. Failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed could result in a loss of benefits. You'll make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. At any time, you may be mailed or otherwise provided additional information regarding continued eligibility requirements. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, thanks for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.